Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
It's an age-old complaint. Our wardrobes are stuffed with clothes, yet we've nothing to wear. But what if we had less and used the pieces that we do have in a cleverer way? Here to explain how we can go about creating a capsule wardrobe is stylist and fashion journalist Karina Gaffey. Karina, you're very welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I was saying to you when you walked in that I'm always very envious of people who can do the capsule wardrobe because they're very organized and they look classically fabulous all of the time. But you've sort of turned the idea of a capsule wardrobe on its head, really, because you think it should be very personal.
I think building a capsule wardrobe is a real personal endeavor. I think we need to look at it at what reflects your style, but also your lifestyle. So basically, a capsule wardrobe, in a sense, is kind of like a set of interchangeable items that work for you for day to day. So like, if you, like, people always have this conception that capsule wardrobes have to be like neutral and classic and everything. And obviously, I go myself between wanting to be that girl that is the classic, you know, pulled together person, but then also wanting to wear all the prints in one go. So I think it's just like reflective of your style, and that the capsule wardrobe that you put together should be the pieces that you feel comfortable in, that you feel like an easy elegance in, and that, like, if you wear colour all the time, then you should incorporate that into your capsule wardrobe.
So you're not into that list that you see sometimes, the white t-shirt and the navy blazer and the 10 things that everybody should have?
I definitely think it's good to have some like core basics, and like I think that's what the list is usually, but I don't think it's right to kind of sit here and say these are the 10 things that everybody should have in the wardrobe, because everyone dresses differently, everyone feels differently when they get up in the morning and decide what they want to wear. I think it comes down to your mood as well and how you feel, and everyone has a different lifestyle, so the clothing should reflect your lifestyle. If you're sitting down at a desk all day, you obviously want a pair of trousers that are really comfortable, maybe you have a stretchy waistband, or maybe you want to go for a dress. So I'm not going to say you need a pair of black, you know, like skinny trousers to wear all day, because that doesn't reflect your lifestyle. If you're a mom on the go, constantly going, you know, picking up with the kids, running around, you might want like a good pair of jeans and a pair of trainers. So like thinking about what you wear day to day, and that should be the items that you invest in and maybe spend a little bit more money on. Mm-hmm. And that's the concept behind the capsule wardrobe.
Yeah, and we want to touch on sustainability as well, because the idea here is to buy fewer items and make them work harder for you.
Exactly. It's the workhorses in your wardrobe. That's the capsule wardrobe. It's getting the most efficient wear out of the items. And I think a good way of maybe, you know, trying to see what are the items that you wear the most. Some people like set up a little pop-up rail. You can kind of get ones in Argos where you, maybe as an experiment for a week, if you have the time, is literally put the items that you're wearing the most in that week and put it up and see what you keep going back to. I'm a creature of habit as well. I kind of like find something that I love and I kind of buy it in loads of different colours. And I feel like if you kind of look at what you keep getting drawn to, then you can see what is the capsule wardrobe for you. Also, doing up a pie chart kind of like of your lifestyle and how your work, how your week works, and kind of building it down and like breaking it down, kind of like 50% of the week I'm at work, 50% something else, and breaking it down to see what fits into your lifestyle. So then that 50% you're at work, you probably need to maybe spend a little bit more money on your work items. I know that sounds really boring, but it's kind of the ones that you're wearing constantly.
Yeah.
But now I feel with hybrid working that people are kind of taking their work wardrobes and bringing them into the weekend, and then vice versa. So then it's that whole sustainability thing. It's getting the most efficient wears out of your wardrobe.
Well, of course, the best thing to do would be to find something that's going to work for your off-duty life and your working life. You know, that's going to be a bit of a crossover piece.
Definitely. I think that it's really come down to crossover pieces and really come down to pieces that can work really hard in your wardrobe. If you even see on the catwalks at the moment, TikTok and everything, thing. I think we're just so kind of overwhelmed by trends. We're overwhelmed. We're coming weary, fast fashion, ultra fast fashion. We've come so weary with what is supposed to be in, what's new. And I think people are kind of going back to a little bit more basics. They're going back cleaner. They're going, you know, there's a whole thing on TikTok, that clean girl aesthetic, that girl aesthetic. And it's like oversized blazers, it's minimalism. And I think that it's just all about kind of taking stock and looking at what pieces can work And, you know, oversized blazers and tailoring used to be such a work kind of office thing. But now you're seeing that all over TikTok. You're seeing it all over the catwalks, the oversized blazer mixed in with t-shirt and jeans for daytime. And then you can bring it in to work with like an, like kind of a wide leg trouser as well. So it's getting all those pieces that can work really well for your wardrobe.
And does this extend then the capsule concept to accessories as well?
Definitely. I think like, when I talk about lifestyle, I know I keep saying it. I think it's really important. And I kind of made the example before of saying, like, as my job as a stylist, I love a crossbody bag because I'm around the shops. I need my hands free. Like, I'm picking up clothing, carrying bags constantly. And so a crossbody bag is, you know, useful for me. But someone else might be going in and out of the office. They might need a tote bag, need to bring their laptop in, or, you know, so I think it's like what reflects in your lifestyle, definitely with accessories. And same with being practical. I think we need this easy elegance and this practicality. The pandemic really brought that on, the concept of practicality and comfort as well. I think that applies when it comes to shoes. You know, there's a lot of chunky, flat footwear. And I think that's the main hangover from the pandemic is that we're acceptable for comfy footwear. And I think if you're walking to the office or running around with the kids, then you're going to go for comfortable footwear. So I think it's your lifestyle again dictating it. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it's great to have a pair of heels when you want to wear them. Not saying heels are out, but I mean, just looking at, you might go for the trend heel and then spend more money on the comfortable footwear. It's just where to spend your time, where to spend your money.
Okay, being clever yeah. about shopping, and that plays into sustainability as well. Karina, thanks very much for
coming
in. Nice to see you.